بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, in my view, looking at it from an Islamic perspective, perhaps the biggest benefit of coronavirus, the pandemic, is the fact that it made us very graphically aware that we can die. Now, this looks like a no-brainer. It looks like a completely oxymoronic thing. Why on earth do we need to be made aware that we can die when we know this? We know this very well. We should know this because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us this a million times. We should know this because we see it every day. It's nothing new. It is not something that is, unique and something which we never heard of before or anything like that. It's there. It is there with us. Yet we continued to live in our lives as if we would be in this world forever. Now, the coronavirus came and woke us up. Maybe the awakening is a bit rude and nasty. And of course, while saying all this, we keep on making dua for relief, we keep on making dua for protection, we keep on making dua for complete and total cure of all those who are affected by it. But definitely we can and we should look at the positive aspects of it, because as I said, one of the problems is that it's causing a lot of depression and sadness in people. So if you want to get rid of it, we have to look at the positive aspects. And one of the positive aspects is that it woke us up to the fact that I can also die. Now, why do I call that a positive aspect? Because of two things. Firstly, because this is the reality which we choose to ignore. But just because we choose to ignore it, it doesn't mean that it's not real. Our death is real. We will die. There is no doubt about that. And ignoring it means that we do not prepare for it, that we do not make istighfar, we do not make tawbah, we don't change our lives, we continue in our lives full of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which can only have a bad ending. But alhamdulillah, because we woke up and Allah woke us up by sending us this this calamity, this test, then we have an opportunity now to change ourselves and to make istighfar and tawbah. Another benefit was that because of the lockdowns in country after country, we were confined to our homes. And for a lot of people, if not the majority, if not all, this was almost the first time that they got some time to sit down and reflect, and they had an opportunity to reorient their lives, to identify the purpose of their existence, to think of and create a workable, positive strategy going forward, all of which were things that they perhaps wanted to do. And I can remember, in my line of work of leadership training, when we talk about creating life goals and creating a life strategy, everybody agrees that it is necessary to do, and almost everybody would say, yes, absolutely right. I am going to do that at the first possible opportunity. I'm going to stop doing whatever I'm doing, and I'm going to work out my life goal. Well, that never happened because we never stopped ourselves. We just had this pious desire. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put an end to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped us in our tracks and made us look at a question which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us in His kalam 1400 years ago, 1500 years ago, where He said, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ Where are you going? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped us because when we used to read that ayat, effectively by our actions, we used to say, no, sorry, I don't have the time to answer that, I'm busy. Allah is asking us, where are you going? And we would say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the language of our actions, I'm sorry, I don't have the time to respond. I don't have the time to reply to you. Na'udhu billah, I am busy. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us unbusy. Allah stopped us in our tracks and forced us to look at our lives and say, where are you going? So second or third benefit of this was it gave us the opportunity to look at our lives, to assess them and to restructure them. Now, did we do that or not? Again, as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not force anyone to take any action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides opportunities, and the lockdowns of coronavirus were such an opportunity. Some people still have it, some people had it, and it's no longer there. So that was the second. Third one was that thanks to the fact that we were stuck in our homes, we had the opportunity of building our relationships with our families. Once again, it sounds strange, but for many people, this was the first time that they actually became aware of their families. They had families, they had spouses, they had children, they had parents, but this was the first time that they actually became aware that these are also human beings. They are here in this house, living in proximity, close proximity with me, and therefore, who are they? What do I know about them? Their likes, dislikes, so on and so forth. How do I get along with them? Do I get along with them or do I not get along with them? And I know that this caused actually for a lot of people a lot of stress, a lot of additional stress, because it is not easy to come to know your family and to come to terms with them, to, you know, within quotes, be friends with them. It's many people found it very difficult. Yeah, but alhamdulillah, it was a very good thing. Whether people found it difficult or they did not find it difficult, it was something which was a great opportunity, and it is something which benefited a lot of people. So this is the third one. Fourth one was this also gave us the opportunity to, it gave us a lot of free time, because for one, we were freed from all the commuting time that we used to spend on the road. Work from home became the norm, and that has continued even in places where workspaces have again opened. So people are either working completely remotely or they are doing a sort of mixture. They go to their workplace maybe one time a week or two times a week, and the rest of the time they spend at home, they work from home. So gave us a lot of free time in order to do some more self-development stuff. For example, some more exercise, for example, reading stuff which we had been putting away for a long time and saying, when I have the time, I will read it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us that time and said, now here you have the time, now read it. Gave us also time for some, for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in, much more peace and calm and harmony than we may have done. Because now we had more time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us that time also. Once again, having said all of that, did we take advantage of that? Did we squander it? That is the question to think about. Because some people took advantage of it. For some people, it was a huge blessing. Alhamdulillah. For other people, it was only an irritation. It was not a blessing. They did not get anything out of it. They did not benefit from it. Believe me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not force us to benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity to benefit. Whether we do it or not is up to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the outdoors for us to have the opportunity to go for a walk. Whether we leave our homes or not is up to us. And so on and so forth. So this is the these are the benefits of COVID. I don't say this is an exhaustive list. I am just saying this to get you to think so that you can, looking ahead, you can say, well, what are the different benefits that I personally had? Did I make use of them or did I waste them? What are still there with me? What am I intending to do with them? وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا رب.